With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. China is seeing red over higher U.S. tariffs on its goods, so Beijing will hike tariffs on American imports from 84 to 125% starting tomorrow.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs, even as President Donald Trump hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. A China Commerce Ministry spokesman says, announcing the countermeasure, the U.S. alternately raising abnormally high tariffs on China has become a numbers game, which has no practical economic significance and will become a joke in the history of the world economy.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma. The Supreme Court is ordering the Trump administration to facilitate the release of an illegal alien who had lived in Maryland before being mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Also at SRNNews.com, investigators trying to determine the cause of yesterday afternoon's crash of a New York City sightseeing helicopter into the Hudson River off Jersey City. A family of five from Spain and the pilot were killed.
Witness Danny Horbiak.
I actually heard it before anything else, but it sounded like several gunshots in a row almost in the air. So I turned and I looked out my window and I saw a helicopter and it looked like pieces were falling off.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says rescuers rushed to the scene.
Immediate life-saving measures were undertaken on the vessels at the scene, as well as the adjoining pier.
Justin Green, an aviation lawyer who was a Marine helicopter pilot, says video of the crash suggests a catastrophic mechanical failure. Julie Walker, New York.
Funerals and burials taking place now for victims of the nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic, the death toll 221. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 102 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 54. This is SRN News. The killing goes on in Nigeria.
Another 60 Christians have been slain by radical Muslim Fulani herdsmen in the country's restive north, where believers have been under siege for more than a decade. In addition to the dead, nearly 400 homes were destroyed by the Fulani and 1,000 people displaced. In fact, two Muslim radical groups are operating in Nigeria these days, and between them, they've killed tens of thousands of Christians while the government seems incapable of responding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to a pair of recent studies, nearly 40% of black workers feel comfortable talking about their faith with people at work. That's the highest of any racial group. In addition, black Americans are more likely than other racial groups to display or wear religious symbols, such as jewelry or head coverings. However, many black Christians fear that talking about their faith at work will lead to condemnation or discrimination, a feeling shared by Christians of all racial groups in the United States. This is SRN News. This outfit may now regret having given away so much money over the decades.
Publishers Clearing House is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The marketing and sweepstakes company is known for its commercials.
The Publishers Clearing House Prize Patrol will surprise a new $10 million winner.
The sweepstakes involved magazine subscriptions. They've handed out large checks.
I won $100,000.
We won $125,000.
I won $250,000.
Publishers Clearing House says it will use the bankruptcy process to finalize a shift away from its legacy business to become a pure digital advertising model. But the prize patrol is not going away. The company says it's awarded over $500 million in prizes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tesla has officially launched in Saudi Arabia, marking a new chapter in the company's worldwide expansion after Elon Musk's stormy relationship with the kingdom. More details at srnnews.com.